Today's Mishnah Ches, chapter 2, Mishnah 8. Hamekadosh Bechalkoi, says the Mishnah, somebody who betroths a woman using his portion in the meat of a karban, of a sacrifice. So he's a kohen, and he just elects to give a piece of the meat that he received from a karban, from a sacrifice. Says the Mishnah, being kochei kadashim, whether the meat came from a sacrifice called kochei kadashim, the holier type of sacrifice, like a chatas or nashim, a sin or a guilt offering, the meat there goes to kohanim. Being kochei kalim, let's say it was from the lower type of holiness of a karban, the category of kachim kalim, for example, a shlamim, a peace offering that the kohanim divide the chaza and the sheik, the chest and the thigh, enam bekudeshes. In both cases, the kedusha doesn't work because the halacha is that karbanas meat doesn't belong to the kohen. Rather, there is zoicha mishochan gavaya, which means to say they merit to eat from Hashem's table, if one can even say such a thing. And the only thing that's permissible for them to do, it's only considered theirs pertaining to eating, but not in terms of using it for other purposes, therefore would be no kedushin. Continues the mission of a Master Sheni. Remember, Master Sheni is a tithe, part of the tithing cycle that a person tithes, that separates from his crop, and he has to bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. So a fellow that's a Mekadosh woman with fruits of Master Sheni, says the Mishnah, Bein B'Shogeg, whether he or her do not know that it's Maaser Sheni, they think it's regular chulin, it's regular crop. Bein Mezid, whether they both knew that it was Maaser Sheni, like Kidesh, it's not a Kedushin, Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Sheni as well, even though it's permissible for someone to eat it in Yerushalayim, but it's still Mamon Gavoya, it still belongs to Hashem. And you can only be Mekadosh, you can only betroth the woman using something that belongs to you. Rabbi Yehuda, however, argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, if a fellow unintentionally used Maaser Sheni to betroth a woman, it doesn't work. But if he intentionally did it, then it is a good condition. And the reason for that is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Maaser Sheni belongs to the individual, the person. It's mamon hegit. It belongs to a person. Therefore, intentionally, that means he tells the woman that he's being mekadosh or he's betrothing her with Maaser Sheni. It works because they both agreed. But if it's b'shoigeg, she didn't know that it's Maaser Sheni, and they should have to bring it up and only eat in Yerushalayim. So then it's a kedushin that's done on a false premise. And therefore the halacha is that it's not mekudeshes, she's not considered betrothed. Oba hektish. Let's say somebody is mekadosh a woman hektish. Hektish means money that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, to the treasury, to the coffers of the Beis HaMikdash. Bemezid, if he intentionally was mekadosh or he knew it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, kidesh, then it works, she's betrothed. Oba shagig, but if it's by accident, like kidesh, if she is not considered betrothed, Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that if a person intentionally tries to use hektesh, the property of the Beis HaMikdash, it's mischalel, it loses its holiness. Therefore, the halacha is, he could be mekadosh a woman with it. But b'shoigeg, if a fellow didn't know that it was even hektesh's property, he never intended to take it away from its holiness and to make it chul, and to make it the mundane. So maybe he doesn't want that the kedush, that the money of hektesh should become profane, it should become non-holy. Therefore, the halacha is that it's not considered as money and it's not a kedusha. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shoigeg kiddush. If it was unintentional that he used the property of hektesh of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a kedusha. B'mezid like kiddush. But if he did it intentionally, it's not a kedusha. Why is that? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that if one intentionally tries to remove something from hektesh, from the Beis HaMikdash's property, it doesn't go out. However, he says, b'shoigeg, if one does it unintentionally, then it does go out of the confines of hektesh, and it becomes the individual's. So therefore, he holds, in this situation, one does it b'shoigeg, it becomes his, and it would be a kedusha. Now, the fellow does have to bring a karban, a sacrifice, an asham, a guilt offering for violating b'ilah, even accidentally. He has to pay the Beis HaMikdash its value, plus an additional penalty of a fifth, but regardless of what the object that he has belongs to him, and therefore it would be a kedusha, it would be a good betrothal. Wishing you a beautiful Arab Shabbos and a wonderful upcoming Shabbos.